Welcome to the Global Minority Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where the traditional values of our ancestors are under attack, and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraft. They are sending out a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you, and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much for that introduction. This is Pastor Thomas Robb, pastor of the Christian Revival Center. We are located just outside of Harrison, Arkansas. I have a question for you today. Who is God in America? I want you to listen, however, first to this song, Scotland the Brave. Now, I know that you may not be of Scottish ancestry. Perhaps your ancestors came from France or from the Black Forest of Germany. Maybe they lived on the shores of the North Atlantic or on the banks of the Volga or Elbe or Rhine rivers in the heartland of Europe. But regardless of where your ancestors came from, they were a common people with a common heritage and a common faith. So maybe you're not Scottish per se, but you are of the same people. So enjoy this song of our people's eternal struggle for liberty against tyranny.
Hark, hark, the night is falling. Hear, hear, the pipes are calling loudly and proudly, calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a-leaping, high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain came, hold me your frost in her gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. High in the misty highlands, out by the purple island, brave are the hearts that beat beneath Scottish skies. Wild are the winds to meet you, staunch are the friends that greet you, kind as the love that shines from fair maiden's eyes. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain name, oh, may your frost in her gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Far off in sunlit places, sad are the Scottish faces, yearning to feel the kiss of sweet Scottish rain. Where tropic eyes are beaming, love sets heart a dreaming, longing and dreaming for the homeland again. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain name, hold me your frost in her gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain name, hold me your frost in her gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland.
Does America have a new God? I know this may seem like a silly question because ever since our forefathers came to this North American continent, there was never a question that when an American spoke of God, they were speaking of Jesus Christ. We have all seen those wonderful images of the pilgrim kneeling in prayer. There was no doubt that America was a nation that worshiped Jesus Christ. In fact, the same can be said of all our sister nations in Europe. In fact, at one time, it was common to refer to Europe as Christendom. Many people mistakenly look upon the pilgrims as a group of disgruntled adventurers. The fact is, modern school history books often overlook the divine hand that pilgrims had in God's eyes, and how he used them in a divine way to form this republic. The pilgrims were not simply a group of social outcasts. These courageous men and women were saints of God embarking on a holy mission. And they stated such in the Mayflower Compact exactly what their mission was. even before they took a permanent occupation in their new American homeland, they gathered together and wrote the first written law for the new land. It was called the Mayflower Compact, and it was the lawful authority within the colony until 1691. And the Mayflower Compact also clearly states that the Pilgrims considered their purpose in coming to America was, quote, undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. We must remember, America was founded by a church. This group of Pilgrims were members of a church, a small Christian church, which was given this wonderful vision. It was a church which took, which was under the leadership of a pastor that left New England, left Plymouth, England, on August 15, 1620, and arrived in America, New England, 3 months later, on November 20th. America was founded as a church, and I want to point out that the term church can only be properly applied to Christianity. There can be no such thing as a Muslim church or a Jewish church or a Hindu church. Nathaniel Morton was an early colonial historian, and he lived between 1613 and 1686. He wrote a history of New England called the New England Memorial. Here is part of what he said, quote, God brought forth a vine into this wilderness, cast out the heathen, and planted it. He made room for it, and caused it to take root, and it filled the land, and not only so, but also he guided his people by his strength to this holy habitation. Unquote. Now we are told in Scripture that we are not to worship any other gods, because there are all kinds of gods in the world. Jesus Christ is the only one and true and faithful God. How do I know this? You can prove it to yourself right now while you're listening to this radio broadcast. It is simple. All you must do is answer yourself a couple questions. What has Allah done for all those people who worship Him? Nothing. He's powerless. Most of those people live in destitution and poverty. You've seen the pictures on TV. What has the gods in Asia done for those people? Nothing. He's powerless. He has no power. What about the gods of Africa? The same thing. Nothing. Only in Europe and America, the nations which worship Jesus Christ, only in Europe and America, and those nations which sprang forth from the children of Europe, which worship Jesus Christ, only they worship the true and living God. Look at the wealth He has given our people. You don't consider yourself wealthy? Well, consider this the next time you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. You will throw away more food than most of the people living in those lands who worship those gods will see in days or perhaps even weeks. My friends, even the poor of you live in wealth compared to most of those living in India, Africa, South America, and Asia. God is powerful. He has given our people plenty. He has given our people wealth. And He has given our people liberty. But the promise of America's wealth, unfortunately, is not an unconditional promise. And America cannot avoid His judgment. The February 20th edition of the Chicago Times had an interesting article. According to a recent Harris poll, Americans chose Barack Obama as the man they most admired, even more than Jesus Christ. He only came in second. The survey did not show a list of people to choose from. These were chosen by people's own imagination, by whom they randomly chose. And it appears they admire Barack Hussein Obama more than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You may not consider this a betrayal of Jesus Christ, but I'm telling you, it is a violation of the first commandment, and it is most disturbing. If you agree that this is disturbing, then I invite you to visit our website at www.christianidentitychurch.net. That is www.christianidentitychurch, three words, but run them all together as one word, christianidentitychurch.net. Until next time, this is Thomas Robb, pastor of the Christian Revival Center.
Hark, hark, the night is falling. Hear, hear, the pipes are calling. Loudly and proudly calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, down the blood a-leaping high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain came, hold me your breast in her gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. High in the misty highlands, out by the purple island, brave are the hearts that beat beneath Scottish skies. Wild are the winds to meet you, staunch are the friends that meet.
This is Pastor Thomas Robb. Are you interested in prophecy? Are you concerned about what has happened to our nation? Why hasn't the church been able to stop the death of America? Our nation and culture is committing hysterical suicide, and yet there are very few who are willing to tell you what you need to know. Did you know that the Bible actually tells us that the Christian church is the tool that Satan will use to put the Antichrist into power? Is that hard to believe? Let me say that again. The Christian church will be used by Satan to put the Antichrist into power. You find that hard to believe? How can that be, you might ask? You need to read my new book titled, The Last Church. There's no charge for this book. These offerings are made available to you by those who are not ashamed to love and embrace our faith, heritage, and culture. Write to Global Minority Report for your free copy of The Last Church. Write to Post Office Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas 72615. That's Bergman, B like Bobby, E-R-G-M-A-N, Arkansas 72615. Your help to keep this broadcast on the air is appreciated.
You have been listening to the Global Minority Report, coming to you from the Christian Revival Center in Northwest Arkansas. For a sample copy of the Torch newsletter published by Thomas Robb Ministries, please write to P.O. Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas 72615. You can also check out our website, www.globalminorityreport.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tithes and offerings. Thank you again for listening, and remember, the Bible says to love your God and to love your people.